Truth.
J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 20th of September. We have with us my friend, Professor James McCanning. Professor McCanning taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's the author of, I believe, 13, 14 books, more to come as he gets a chance. He is a weekly talk show host, and his website is linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are you doing?
Having with us as always. Get ready, in a week or so we're going to be doing a live stream, and we can have your face on live video if you choose to. If you don't, we'll post a photograph. And getting close. It's been a nine-month process of learning, buying equipment, buying more equipment, and getting coaching. But looking forward to it, Jim.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Anyway, Jim, what's high on your radar you want to talk about today, sir?
Well, I've been watching the news lately, and it's interesting. Now you can pull up all of the news feeds from around the country on a single screen. So I've been doing that. And what they're pushing is, of course, climate change, weather. And so it's weather, 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 terrible weather. Everybody's going to die. But what they're pushing, of course, is the global climate change narrative. And the idea is that the insurance companies are failing. Ah, got it. They've just made all those billions for years. If you look in any city or town in the United States, of any size, the biggest building is the government building, whether it's city or whatever. The biggest building is the government building. The second biggest building, and usually multiple, are the insurance company buildings. And what they did, of course, is they built buildings and they rent space to doctors and dentists and attorneys and high-end rent, you know, and, of course, make a lot of money in real estate. So they haven't really lost a lot of money. It's been extremely profitable and probably maybe one of the most profitable businesses in the history of the world, selling insurance. And so now they're all failing. Doggone it, and that's because of climate change. And so anyway, now if you know, this started, the propaganda on the news media started probably a number of years ago. And now it's crescendoing into this. Oh, you know, the insurance companies are definitely going under. We got to help them out. And so what's going to happen? So they showed the little old lady in California who, her insurance company, you know, she lives out in the country in the woods. Now she can't get insurance because she's high risk. And, you know, so they show all of these particular human, you know, some guy lost his house in a hurricane, you know, and now he can't get insurance. You know, are we supposed to feel sorry for the insurance industry who's profited just unbelievably over the decades? And now we're supposed to feel sorry for them and help them out. And it's being fueled by, number one, the climate change. The weather is getting worse. Everything's bad. There's more fires. There's more rain. There's more droughts. There's more floods. Everything bad is because of climate change. And so now the idea is that, and as I mentioned this to you a couple of weeks ago, John, if you had a business and you could take a hit for 1 year and make a loss, but then triple your rates and have everybody pay you those triple rates for the rest of your, you know, for into the future, would you do that? You know, of course, an honest person wouldn't, but a dishonest person like the insurance company would. And insurance companies also are famous for not paying. You pay and pay and pay your insurance, and then when you have a claim, they go, oh, that doesn't qualify. So anyway, that's what's going on right now. That's probably the biggest story, the biggest scam story that'll affect everybody. A number of, at the beginning of the hurricane season, which was back in June, they started announcing that, oh, due to this increase in hurricane activity, 4 times the number of people now on the East Coast will be subject to hurricane damage, flooding, high water, rain, high wind. And so they were already prepping the public for very large increases in insurance due to the pending disaster of climate change. Anyway, that's probably the biggest story going on right now.
Well, another aspect of the insurance industry is life insurance. And, of course, the premiums charged are based on actuarial tables that actuaries put together. And that's all turned upside down now because of the COVID clot shot killing so many people 20, 30 years before their normal death. And, of course, it's been known now for about 2 years. It was about 2 years ago that an insurance executive went public with that, Jim. And they're in deep trouble because of it, because everything's upside down in that part of the insurance industry.
Right, right, exactly. But they don't talk about that. You're not going to hear that on the evening news.
No, that made a splash when that insurance executive went public. It made a splash and it was gone. You're right. And then there was the judge in France who denied payment of a life insurance policy to the family of a man who died of the COVID clot shot. The judge ruled the following: even though the deceased may not have known that the clot shot would kill him, he could have because the information was readily available.
Oh, that's so interesting.
So he denied payment of the life insurance to the family.
Wow.
How about that? Yep. That was an aberration, but it does set a precedence, doesn't it?
Well, now they're pushing, and I saw this, where they're pushing that the new shot everybody should get, including children 6 months and older. So they're pushing this for the new variation, whatever that is.
Well, it's just another pretext to get people to take the new clot shot. And, of course, the real reason behind this is they need another pandemic in order to get the mail-in ballots, don't they?
Right, right. Timing is a little suspect, yeah.
Yep, yep. Like this fellow who saved all these children that the movie was made about, all of a sudden, 7 women, all at the same time, accused him of sexual misconduct after waiting years.
Yeah, right. No, it doesn't end. It just doesn't end. That's incredible.
It is. It is. Anyway, Jim, what direction would you like to go next, sir?
Well, the last, what was that, 2 nights ago? Or was it today's Wednesday? So it would have been Monday night. If people were in an area without clouds, there was an amazing aurora borealis event. And so these occur during solar storms. And so maybe people got a view of the aurora borealis as far down as, I think, as far south as Iowa. So those northern states would have had the possibility of seeing it. And they've been seen as far south as Mexico City, you know, historically, where they, and it's like a ring. It's actually called the ring current in physics. It's called the ring current, and it's constantly happening around the North and the South Pole. And there are actually rings of electrical current that are revolving around there, and that's when the charged particles come in. They follow the magnetic field lines down to these current rings. So that's typically where you see the aurora borealis, or also called the northern lights. And so if you're up in Finland or someplace, you can see them probably every night at some point in the night. In the high concentration area revolves around the North Pole with time. So if it's during the nighttime, you get this amazing light show. If it's during the daytime, you don't see anything. But anyway, sometimes that ring stretches all the way down to, like I say, probably down as far as Iowa, people could have seen it.
We had a caller last hour, my friend Deputy Hendricks. He says there's been a coronal mass ejection coming at us from the sun that should hit our planet Earth in 2 to 3 days. Are you aware of that, sir?
Oh, no. No, I have not.
Okay. Well, just another thing to put in the mix. I don't know if it's true or not, but if it is, it could cause problems, couldn't it?
Yeah, potentially. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So tell us what a coronal mass ejection is and what problems they cause, sir, if you would, please.
Well, the corona of the sun is an electron shield. It's around the sun. It's like the sun is a superatom. And this is the standard science does not understand this, how a gravitational body can maintain relativistic electrons in orbit. It can't happen in a standard scenario. But the real scenario, which I explain in my work, is that the sun that you see, the upper atmosphere is positively charged, and surrounding it is a negative shield of electrons, and there literally is a superatom state, kind of like ball lightning is a similar type of thing. And so anyway, what happens is when the explosions occur in the sun, the fusion explosions, the protons come blasting out and they see that field of electrons, so they accelerate. And when they do that, they will blow a hole through the corona and it opens up like a magnetic hole and these charged particles come shooting out. They're accelerated. And then they're out in the greater area of the solar system. And then they are accelerated because the sun has a capacitor, which the negative side is out beyond the planet Pluto. So those protons continue to accelerate out in a stream, and sometimes they come at Earth. Very rarely, but sometimes. So anyway, that's a coronal mass ejection and a streamer of protons.
All right.
And so anyway, if Earth happens to be in the way, it can affect us electrically.
Right, and it would have effect on radio communications, possibly the power grid, sir?
Yeah, shortwave radio communications, television today is mainly through cable and through other physical sources, so it's not that much affected as it used to be when we were kids. You know, all of a sudden the TV would go haywire and there was some kind of electrical activity going on.
Absolutely. Well, I always look forward to an archaeological update. Do you have one for us this week, sir?
Let me think. I've been kind of, let's say, busy the last few weeks. Right. I'm sorry I missed last week's show. I was just been kind of to the wall with all kinds of things going on at the same time. It's one of those things where everything happens at once.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's like the, what do they call them? In the ocean, they call it a rogue wave.
Right.
When all the waves add up to one spot and it's like this 60-foot wave out in the middle of nowhere. That's been my life for the last couple of weeks here. And so, so I haven't, I'll see if I can think of one here before the end of the show.
Okay. All right. Well, fair enough. And if you got a question or comment for Professor McCann, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. There was a Eric Clapton, arguably one of the world's best guitar players, played at a private fundraiser for Robert Kennedy Jr. in Los Angeles suburb, raised $2.2 million. Of course, you may not be aware of this, Jim, but Eric Clapton was pressured by family members to get the COVID vaccination clot shot.
Oh, yeah.
In a day or two, he could no longer play the guitar. Yeah, that's been more than a year ago. He's since recovered to the point where he can play and perform. But Robert Kennedy Jr. has been very vocal in opposition to the COVID clot shot, hasn't he?
Yeah, exactly. So this is for his presidential run?
Exactly. 1 million went to directly to the campaign, and 1.2 million went to the political action committee supporting Robert Kennedy Jr., who's also gone public with the name of the guy who actually shot his father, who was part of the security detail that day, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And who's that? Did he give the name?
I don't have the name here in front of me, but he went public with the name, and Sirhan Sirhan did attempt to shoot his father, but missed. And it's been well known for decades that more shots were fired in that kitchen in that hotel than the Sirhan Sirhan had in his pistol. That's no secret either. I say good for him. Robert Kennedy's been very good at revealing these hidden facts. We got a caller here, Jim. We got Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Morning. I just wanted to know if Professor McCanny is saying he's been busy. They dropped a story yesterday about Berkey filters in Texas and that the EPA is going after them, and they're claiming it has something to do with pesticides. I couldn't quite understand what this is all about, but they've stopped the distribution of Berkey filters in several states. And, a lot of people like myself depend on gravity filters for our water. And I just thought I should mention that to the professor and see if he knows anything about it.
I don't know any details like you. You've heard something. I heard something. I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
I've been
buying my filters from you for a long time. And I'm sure I just don't understand how they're attacking these people. But I just thought I would mention it to you, sir.
Well, no, I'll just say this, is that they have been making what you might call amazing claims. In the filtration business, nothing is perfect. It's a percentage. And they've been making more than amazing claims for a long time, and it's really put a black eye on the industry, unfortunately.
Thank you for your time.
Now it's coming back and potentially could haunt anybody.
I believe what's going on, Jim. The EPA says that since the silver kills pathogens, that's makes it a pesticide. It's pretty strange. Very strange.
I don't know. I can't comment or...
Well, that's what's going on. It's very, very bizarre. Fred, anything else before you get away?
I think he hung up.
Fred's gone. We got our next caller here. We got John in Texas. Morning, John.
Hello. You mentioned the Robert Kennedy assassination and the identity of the person that did it.
Right.
I think, isn't it... Did he mention what Thane Dwayne Caesar...
That name was mentioned, yes.
What he thinks the man who actually did it was. He was a security guard.
He was in charge of security at that time, yes, for that hotel.
Mm-hmm. I just wonder, you said you couldn't remember him offhand.
Right.
Okay, I think that's what he said, wasn't it?
I believe that's right.
Yep. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay, thank you, John. We appreciate the call. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Liberator Rocket Heaters. If you want to stay warm and save money, check out the Liberator Rocket Heaters at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website is linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, before we get to our next caller, let people know how they can listen to your weekly radio show live and to the archives, if you would, please.
Yes, John. Tomorrow night, Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroads airs, and in its 23rd year commercial-free. It also streams live on WWCR.com, tower number 2, and it airs on many other places. It airs live also now on Truth Be Told Radio Network. It re-airs many different times throughout the weekend. So anyway, all the archives are on my webpage, which is linked from your page, John.
All right.
During the break, I pulled up this. Now it's the Berkey lawsuit. Actually, it's Berkey suing the EPA. And this is apparently due to a decision, like you were saying, John, that they want to treat a Berkey as a pesticide. And I didn't catch the part where it was due to silver. But yeah, it's a bizarre claim. And Jim Shepard, I don't know if he's still alive. He was the owner, but it says Jim Shepard Trust is saying that they're trying to surreptitiously regulate the water filter industry, and which is unregulated, by the way, which, you know, for decades it's been kind of the Wild West, and there's companies making claims and things. There's no, unlike other industries, say, pick an industry, it's... Excuse me, pick an industry, it's probably regulated in some form or fashion by some government agency, but water filtration has not been, at least at the residential level where Berkey sells, et cetera. And I also heard that they could not sell anymore. There's some kind of restriction saying they cannot sell anymore. That's what I'm reading here, is that it's over... the EPA's some kind of decision. And by the way, this is a thing that has been irking me for a long time, and a lot of other people, is these agencies are not elected officials. They're appointed through, you know, various, they're created, then they make regulations, but they have no teeth at all, literally. And I mentioned this one time, like the FAA, or the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, all of these agencies, EPA, I call it the Environmental Pollution Agency. They're responsible for allowing companies to pollute up to a certain level. They say, okay, you can pollute this much. And over the years, pollution is cumulative. So that little bit per year accumulates, and so the EPA is literally responsible for the vast amount of pollution that's occurred in the country, you know, allowing this much pollution, as if that's okay, to tens and hundreds of thousands of companies, and doing a very poor job of regulation in terms of toxins like PFAS chemicals, etc. That's all due to the EPA. But it's bizarre that they are somehow becoming involved in the water filtration industry, which has been unregulated. And like I say, it's kind of like, you know, I'm in that industry and I try to be honest about what I do, and people call up and they say, well, what about this? What do you take this out? Or they try and compare my filters to Berkey's and things like that. And it's like, it's really a shooting match. And then to complicate the water filtration industry is the water testing industry. And to get water tested, you can't just, you would think you'd be able to put some water in a bottle, send it into some company, they would tell you what's in the water. And I've been through this myself from both a user side and from a owner of a company, you know, that sells water filtration products. You cannot take a vial of water and send it someplace and say, what's in this water? Apart from H2O. It doesn't, nobody can do that. They give you a list and they say, what do you want us to check for? So you have to check, and for each thing they check for, you have to pay them. And so anyway, part of the problem is the water testing industry, right, which is further complicated by the EPA setting up standards that are ridiculous.
Jim, hold on. We have a break. We're going to call and hold. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. You'll find a lot there that will educate you and help you achieve your goals. You want to learn about the COVID-19 clot shot? I have more than 200 articles there, articles and videos by world-class scientists like Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer, probably less than 100 men and women on the planet that have those credentials at that level of virology. He says the COVID vaccinations are meant to kill and hurt people. That's what they're designed to do. It's not a side effect. It's what they're meant to do. And products that will help you achieve your goals as well, including the energy cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, check out the energy cleaner. Arthritis pain got you down? Same thing. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. Okay, Jim. We have with us Professor McCanny. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. And do we have an archaeological update, sir?
No, I haven't. I've been, during the break here, I was busy looking up this information about the Berkey water filter, the issue where the EPA stopped them, just came in and said you can no longer sell your product because it has silver in it, is bizarre because there are products, for example, oxygenated silver or super silver. There's many different names for it. Glenn Horowitz on your show sells a product that are very similar.
Right. He does. Yep.
And it has silver in it, but it's not labeled or required to be labeled as a pesticide. And it has, instead of being locked into the product like the in a Berkey filter, not to support my competition, but the silver is locked into the filter. It doesn't come out to kill something. It's locked into the filter. And the reason it's in there is it prevents mold from growing on the filter. And there's other ways to deal with that issue. I have a different way of dealing with that particular issue, so you don't have mold. But I've seen water filters in foreign countries where they don't use silver with a giant green mold growth on the filter. And that was understood early in the days, back in the Dalton days, back in the 90s, before Berkey ever came about. But they would add silver into the mix, into a, in that case, ceramic mix, and that would be to prevent mold from growing. But it's locked into the filter. It's not like it's coming out or would kill somebody. So, that, yeah, the EPA is all wet on this. And it's not the issue. You know, it's really bizarre. It's really bizarre what's going on there. What can you say? You know, there again, it's a government agency that should not have any, they should be making recommendations, not regulations that affect businesses.
Well, these Berkey filters have been around for about a century, haven't they?
No. They came about in what happened was Jim Shepard was getting the containers and he was actually selling Daltons. And then he came up with this black filter, which I call it. I'm not going to get into it on the air.
Right. Okay.
I originally sold Berkey's and then I stopped doing it because I didn't like certain things about them. Just put it that way.
Right.
And that was early in my existence selling water filters. And then I changed to ceramics, which I sold for decades, literally, and then moved on to my own filters that I'm manufacturing myself now. And the ceramics are perfectly good, but they have silver in it, and that's to prevent mold growth. The silver is locked into the filter. It cannot get out. And even if it did, silver is not a toxic material.
Right. Right. Very true, Jim. Very true.
It used to be that people would take in milk. This is back in the old days. They would throw a silver coin into milk to prevent bacteria growth. Why do they call it silverware? Because back in the day when washing stuff was, they didn't have detergents and good washing conditions, the silver would not carry bacteria. And so silverware is a thing that the knives, forks, and spoons were made out of silver. You know, of relatively low-cost material at the time, right. Kind of like tin or aluminum or something, but silver was more readily available. And so silverware, if you went back in the 1800s and bought silverware, it would be made out of silver for that reason. And, you know, so anyway, this whole thing, the EPA has probably got some woke... Okay, I'm not even going to go there. But clearly some very distorted thinking going on there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What direction would you like to go next, sir?
Let me think. Well, in spite of all the craziness going on, I think the U.S. is doing really quite well, in spite of the fact the dollar is just plummeting on the international market. Here's something that I think should be done is to take the major cities out of every state and isolate them as a separate entity. And the reason you have to do that is because for financial reasons, Illinois, many states are already looking at doing this because they're sucking the state dry. They're sucking the resources out of the state and putting them into these decaying cities. And so the rest of the these cities have been taken over politically, just like the same mechanism as the Mayor Daley machine, as they called it back in the day, back in the 60s in Chicago. The whole country has gone that way. That political model has taken over where they simply dominate. And they've gotten to the point where they dominate national elections now. And so you have a political machine, not people voting, that control that. And so that's probably, right now, it's probably one of the biggest issues. You know, I talked about the insurance industry. That's a major, major issue that's going to affect people greatly, because it affects their home, their ability to live, car insurance. Major portions of people's lives are affected by the insurance industry. And this other issue of the taking over of political machines in metropolitan areas. If you look in any state, which I have done with my political analysis of elections, the entire states, if you take any state, the dominant population lives in a city, probably one or two, like say Wisconsin has two, Milwaukee and Madison.
Right.
But that controls the entire state, which is completely red. And if you think that you cross a city street and that mentality changes, you know, you would be wrong. It might be 50-50. But if you take out the 10 of those centers, it would be Seattle, Portland, San Francisco Bay Area, L.A., Vegas, Denver, Minneapolis, in Wisconsin, Madison, Milwaukee, in Detroit, in Michigan, Detroit. And you can pick a state, you will find a major blue city that dominates the whole state financially and politically. And so you have to isolate them. And if you got rid of that and just let them decay on their own, you know, the rest of the country would be much better off. It's like if you have a gangrene foot, you have to cut it off because it'll kill the rest of the body. That's what it amounts to.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, let's move on to from there to whatever's next on your mind, sir.
Let's see. Like I say, I've been busy. I could mention that we do have a sale on the water filter products.
Good.
The MR5. Yeah, the MR5 is, if you buy the best deal package, typically it's like $2,300. And we have like a special on where that package is literally about $1,000 off right now. And the idea is that we're generating some funds that are needed to help the company maintain and grow and move in some new directions. But anyway, that sale is on right now on the webpage, which is linked from your page, John. And you also have a coupon code for 5% extra off. The coupon code is John, J-O-H-N. And so for people to go there and check that out. Because here's the thing. If you buy, they're talking about the Berkey and the gravity filter systems. I stopped selling the gravity containers long ago. I just sell the replacement filter elements, and that's great. But what I do is right in my webpage, I tell people this isn't good enough anymore. A kitchen filter will not cut it because you get the biggest dose of toxins in the daily shower. And so I tell people right on my webpage, you know, if you want to still get, if you can't afford a whole house water filter, okay, that's the way it is. But at this price of $1,380 for the MR5 whole house water filter, it's actually, over time, it's less expensive than using a gravity filter in the kitchen, if you can imagine that. Because over time, you're going to use these filter elements, which only last for 1,000 gallons. The MR5 filter lasts for 55,000 gallons. So you would have to buy 55 of the little ones, and by the time you do that, you've paid for the whole house water system. You know, so it's really no comparison. Plus, you get hot and cold water in the entire house filtered. And that's in terms of health. A lot of people don't realize too, when you wash your clothes, those toxins are in the water. They get in your clothes. Then you put your clothes on and you wear them. That's leaching into your skin all the time. And so that's another aspect, that your water for your laundry should be filtered. And also, when you wash your clothes, you know, all that dust in the dryer, that's because of chlorine in the water. What the chlorine is doing is it's destroying your clothes. And that lint in the dryer is your clothes coming apart, little bit at a time. So if you have a whole house water filter, you're not going to have that lint. You might have a little, but you're not going to be, your clothes are not going to be coming apart at the seams every time you wash your clothes. So a whole house water filter really pays for itself. As you can imagine what clothes cost, or, you know, plus, for example, people that buy bottled water, within 1 year, a family of four would pay for a whole house water filter by having it filtered. And not buying bottled water.
Well, it would be a big money saver in a very short period of time, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So anyway, that's the story.
All right, thank you, John. Okay. Well, the culture war continues to spin wildly out of control, doesn't it, sir?
Oh yeah, it's. It's pretty amazing. But there again, what you're dealing with is a minimal number of people.
Well, for the small numbers, they have a very large impact, don't they?
Well, yeah, and that's because the news media will cover them.
Now, when you were an instructor at Cornell, you probably didn't have any female students that believed they were cats, did you?
No, I never saw that. in a calculus classroom of 395 students, that I don't recall one being a cat.
Well, right down the street from me is the University of Missouri Science and Technology. It's a world-class university of engineering. They have special rooms for the female students to relieve themselves in litter boxes who believe they're cats.
A special room. Yeah, that's
a special room. Yeah,
that's a really special room.
Yes. And they got you know, the hose next to your sink where you squirt your dishes off. They got those next to all the commodes in the University of Missouri at Rolla, so the Muslims can squirt off their bottoms and use no soap when they're done. So use their hand, a bare hand, and plain water. And when they're done, they don't use any soap because Muhammad didn't use soap.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, well, you know, and the one thing that's effective for that in the Muslim societies is that if somebody is caught stealing, they cut off their right hand. And the reason for that is you eat with your right hand and you wipe with your left hand.
Correct.
And so if you don't have a right hand, then you have to eat last after everybody else, so that there's any food left over after everybody else has eaten. So that's why theft is not very prevalent in Arab countries. So there's a good side to trying to find a good side to that. So anyway, there was a story. This woman was in a shop in one of the countries there, and she left her purse. And the owner came out and running down the street after, here's your purse, here's your purse. I don't want to be accused of stealing your purse.
Right.
You know, so theft is a non-existent thing there. You know, you wouldn't find groups of people raiding a department store in any of those countries.
Hardly, no. Well, I'm not sure the benefits outweigh the defects.
Right. That still doesn't make me feel any better about, you know, touching a doorknob.
Well, scientists have gone to restaurants where Muslims work, and they find feces everywhere. I tell people, if they enter a restaurant and they see Muslims working there, just turn around and leave. Don't even buy any food there. Your chance of getting food poisoning is greatly enhanced. We got a call here, Jim. We got Rob in Mississippi. Good morning, Rob.
Morning, John. Hey, Jim. I got a water filter question for you. I live on. I have a well, and I have one of the Berkeys with the four element in there, the white ones that before they started making the black filters. You said they're like good for around 1,000 gallons, depending on your water. How do I know when my filter's going bad?
Yeah, you really don't. I mean, it's when you say 1,000 gallons, that's like an average, and
right.
So you have. Do you know the brand name of the filters you have? Sounds like they're ceramics.
They're Berkey. They're the Berkeys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're they resell a ceramic, but you know, I don't know. They claim thousands of gallons. I just say 1,000 gallons.
Okay. Here's our last break. We'll be right back. Hold on, Joe.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jim, got about 3 minutes, sir, to make the most important comments you can make this week, sir, before we wrap it up.
Well, John, you've been asking about an archaeological statement.
Yes, sir.
Here's one that comes out of Velikovsky's work, that by the turn of the 18th century, or the 1800s to 1900s, so the beginning, like the end of the great expansion across the Western Plains, that all of the remnants of the Great Flood had been consumed or cut up or changed, altered by man.
Right.
And so they, you know, now you have modern university professors going, there's no evidence of a flood. It's because, you know, the entire forests that were washed away and scattered amongst the Great Plains or other things had all been altered and consumed or burned for firewood or something.
Right.
And so you have to understand from a perspective, but when you see people like, you know, say the governors of Minnesota writing books like the Antediluvian World, books like that, describing the immense amount of damage that had been littered across these states by the Great Flood. You know, there was, you know, that information has to be taken into perspective. And now people are saying, oh, no, there's no evidence.
Oh, plenty of evidence.
Yeah.
A friend of mine on vacation climbed the top of a mesa in Arizona. He calls me up that night from his hotel room. He says, John, there's seashells all over the top of this thing.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, and that's one of the things where, you know, professors in ivory towers only have their ivory tower desks, you know, to study, you know, and create their fantasies. And that's what's running the world now, is fantasies from, you know, the global climate change and all of the other fantasies that are controlling the world right now. But anyway, just remind people that the MR5 has a great sale price. That will not last much longer. I would say maybe a week you have to purchase that, and then the pricing will go back up to normal. So if you want fresh water for your entire house, act now. You can get directly to that sales page by typing in it's mymr5.com. And then use the coupon code John, J-O-H-N, and we'll know that that's John Moore's, as John is an affiliate.
That's right. Well, I encourage people to do that. Getting things at the sale price is always great in a gym.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you, John.
Okay, thank you. We appreciate it, and we'll look forward to hearing about next Wednesday, sir.
Have a good week.
Okay. All right, we've got a top of the hour break coming up here. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Jeff is the author of 6 books regarding the international communist conspiracy. His website is jrnyquist.blog. And at his website, you'll find 1, sometimes 2, excellent articles written every week about the international communist conspiracy. And well-researched, with footnotes typically, the articles. Always looking forward to that. Tomorrow, we always look forward to having Dr. Lynn Horowitz with us. And here's our break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.